It's testing season right now in Washington schools. This year, students face a new exam. It's called the Smarter Balanced Assessment, and it's supposed to measure student progress toward meeting the National Common Core Education Standards. But this new test is not without controversy. Part of the problem is how it's administered. Kids take the test on a computer, and not all schools have computers for every student. That means the test schedule can span weeks. At Chuck Sand Middle School in Bellingham, students will start testing next week. Katie Brown teaches English as a second language at Chuck Sand. She was named Washington State Teacher of the Year for 2014. Brown says the new test poses challenges for her students, especially for those who don't speak fluent English.
We have students who have moved into our school and have very high literacy levels in their first language. They have great use of technology. But then we also have the other end of the spectrum where we have students who have either come from countries where they have had limited schooling or have actually never had a computer in their hands in their entire life. So we are trying to support students that come from all of those experiences, but it will be extremely challenging for them to take the assessment, especially in English, when they are still attempting to acquire English.
What kind of challenges does this pose for you as their teacher?
For me, I mean, I wish I could sit down and read the whole thing with them, but I can't. So as far as challenges for me, I am simply trying to communicate with them and their families of exactly what the test is for and what they can expect. And my role, I see in most of this, is simply the social affective side of their life and helping them have an understanding that this is not measuring what they are able to do. It's a measure for us as a whole school of how everyone's doing, and I'm trying to have them have a better, more lighthearted angle, I guess, on the assessment, that you're not going to understand what anything's saying, and that's okay, and we're here to help you, and we'll keep learning English, but, you know, do your best, and we'll move on.
You mentioned that this is kind of a work in progress for all of you at Chuck Sand Middle School, but how does this, from what you know, compare to past tests that you have administered?
Well, the major difference I see, and I taught 7th grade language arts for about 8 years before I became the ELL specialist here, and I have administered the WASL, and then I administered the MSP. Now it's the Smarter Balanced Assessment, and the major differences that I see are definitely the time that it's taking. So we have never seen, in my career, I've never seen an assessment schedule that lasted over, you know, 2 months. And it's difficult because it kind of creates a culture of testing for a very extended period of time that impacts all the other elements of the school. And the other piece that's different is the technology piece. So the WASL and the MSP were all completed, you know, paper pencil. Students could write, you know, in their booklets, and that's the biggest difference, as well as not only helping students with the skills that they need to take the assessment, but also how do they show what they know using the technology medium that they might not be comfortable using. And so there's going to be, you know, a learning curve for that as well.
You wrote an op-ed last year in favor of the new Common Core standards. These tests are being used to measure whether students meet up to those standards. If this isn't the perfect answer, what is?
I think we do have to have assessments that measure our standards. I don't know how else we really determine that, but I don't know if we need, for example, 9 days of testing to determine that. We also have school-based assessments that we're using that have given us real concrete measures of where our students are at and what we need to be doing to support them. We also have district assessments, and so now there seems to be every element of the system is trying to assess students, and everyone is doing this because we want to serve our kids, but by doing so, we're actually hurting our students as well. And so we also really know that the success of students and, well, schools in general, includes multiple factors. It's very clear that, you know, leadership and instruction and professional learning, technology, our counselors, right, before and after school programming, family involvement, collaboration with our community, culture, all of these things have a profound and equal impact on our kids. And we're only focusing on how do we assess these core standards in reading, math, and writing. And that's where I feel like we've got out of balance a little bit.
That's Katie Brown from Shucksan Middle School in Bellingham. Lion Terry teaches fourth grade at Seattle's Lawton Elementary. He told Ross Reynolds he thinks the Smarter Balanced Assessment Test does have its strengths.
The adaptive aspect of it, you know, it gets harder if kids answer questions well, and it gets easier if kids are struggling with questions, and I like that. I like that it asks them to do a little bit more critical thinking than the previous tests have done. And I think it's more in line with the Common Core state standards. So, you know, that's a positive in my view, you know, but it is going to be difficult.
And that's what some people criticize. They say, we know going in that a very large percentage of students won't pass.
You know, that to me has to just be messaged the right way, right? Like, it will be challenging for kids. And, you know, we expect school to be challenging for kids. I wouldn't want kids to all be getting 100% on my tests. That means it's not challenging enough for them. Given that, though, like, we have to message it in the right way and say, look, this is going to give us a benchmark to say, hey, this is what these kids need to work on. Like, that's what I use assessments for. I don't use tests to say all my kids are doing great. I use assessments to say, okay, they've got this, they've got that, and they need help with this, and they need help with that.
Smarter Balanced Assessment Test is a new test. Do you think it'll be a better measure of students' skills and knowledge?
I think it will be a better test that aligns better with the Common Core state standards. So, you know, whether you agree or disagree with the Common Core state standards, you know, I think they're an excellent set of standards that really provide the basic set of skills that I think kids need to be successful. It's not all we expect of our kids. Like, I expect them to be much more than the Common Core state standards. I expect them to be much more than what they show me on the Smarter Balance test. But, you know, I think it will give me a glimpse into those skills, those particular skills that are on the standards that they do need to have.
You mentioned you're cautiously optimistic a year from now after this test is done and gone. What will tell you that it's been a success or not?
Well, what will help me to know if this test is successful is if I'm actually using the data next year. If it comes to me, the results of these tests come to me, you know, maybe in supposedly in a month from the time the kids take them, we get the results. That can inform my instruction and my communication to students and to parents and to next year's teachers and say, hey, these are the areas where these kids are doing well, and these are the areas these kids are struggling. And once we, you know, if I have that information and I can say, yep, this is the area of the Common Core that I need to really teach well next year in fourth grade, and I'm doing that, and then the kids are successful next year, then I'm going to think, yep, that's a useful test for me.
If you were talking to a teacher who, unlike you, was cautiously mm-hmm. pessimistic, what would you say to them? What would you want to know from them to help convey why you think this is worthwhile?
I guess I just feel like as educators, we need to be willing to move forward. And, you know, the MSP, which is the old test, is one that we have barely ever used to inform our instruction. It's never been a test that I looked at that and thought, oh, this is really useful data for me to tell me what I need to teach my students. I would say, let's look at this new test and think, can this help us improve our instruction for our kids and help us set goals for kids? Can this be one point in our data point that will say, this aspect is a struggle for this kid and I can support them this way? At some point, we're going to have a federally mandated test, because that's basically what these are, a federally mandated test. And we have to think the logistical issues are a problem, but they can be overcome. About using computer labs and the time issues, they are certainly a problem more in high school than they are in elementary school. But again, you know, they can be overcome if the results are something that we can use.
Lion Terry teaches fourth grade at Seattle's Lawton Elementary School in Magnolia. He was named 2015 Washington State Teacher of the Year. Later today, teachers from Garfield High School in Seattle are going to hold a news conference to talk about why they do not want to administer this test. And coming up later this week, we'll hear from parents of kids who will be taking the Smarter Balanced Assessment this spring.